Welcome to the Matt Buff Show. It is great to have you with us. Don't forget to check out thebuffshow.com and make sure to check out all your favorite podcasting sites, including Pandora, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, and so much more. Catch all your favorite podcasts there. And then also on your favorite social sites, right? Rumble Live, Getter Live, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and X. We are streaming everywhere there as well as Instagram Live. So we'd love to have you guys there. Check out MyPillow.com. Time to get comfortable. We're in an election year. You need a good night's sleep, right? They are having a huge savings. We've got some brand new specials to announce during the show's breaks tonight. You're going to be excited about that. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code BUFF. Now, I've been asked to comment on the Caitlin Clark story about her pay. I'm sick of the debate, sick of seeing this all over social media. People are outraged that Caitlin Clark, who did very well, set college records, kind of looks like a dude, but kind of built like a dude too, and played like one and destroyed everybody. And now she's going to the NBA and they're complaining that her salary is not equal to her counterparts. Well, do you guys know that the WNBA has such poor viewership and a poor following that it's all and always has been completely funded by the NBA for the last 30 years? All right. This is something they've been trying to push and throwing money at it. Now, viewership should raise up this year. You guys have all seen on your social media sites. You guys have all seen WNBA stuff, Caitlin Clark, and they're trying to gin it up to where it'll be more popular, and it will move the needle a little bit. But in this country, you get paid on base how much revenue comes in. And the WNBA is funded by the NBA because it's simply not popular. Nobody wants to watch these girls go play basketball. That being said, I want men out of there. I don't want men playing in the WNBA because they can't hack it in the NBA, and we don't want that anywhere else. But equality is a word that you've been shoved down your throat. Men and women are not equal. Sports are not equal. Some sports are more popular than others. Baseball isn't complaining about the money that NFL is getting and saying it's unfair. The product you put out there and what people want to watch depends on how they react to it with their wallets and how much money it brings in. So here's the thing. Stop complaining about Caitlin Clark's contract, because we have way bigger fish to fry in America. And it all starts with the Trump trial, the absolute sham, where in a shocking statement, they're saying,
of the jurors called up the court to inform them that she did not know whether she could actually be fair and impartial.
Let's stop right there, because we had another juror that came out the same thing. When a president is on trial, especially one where the statute of limitations is gone on what they're trying about, they raised this to the hush money payments to from a misdemeanor to a felony just to try to lock him up. And the judge says Trump can't go to his high school son's graduation. Go to the graduation and flip off the judge. And if he wants to arrest you, that'll just create more voters and get us more pissed off. That's what it'll do. It'll get us more fired up. And the juror had it in for Trump. All the jurors do. He only won 12% of the district that they're trying him in. And you better believe it. If anyone even followed Trump on Truth Social, they'll be kicked off that jury.
He was asked to come to court this morning and went before the defense and went before the district attorney's office and answered questions about how she got to that conclusion. And she said, in part, that she got calls just yesterday alone from, quote, friends, colleagues, and family, quote, questioning my identity as a juror. She continued, I don't believe I can be fair and unbiased and let the outside influences not affect me in the courtroom.
All right, that's enough of that. And that's true. And that's the juror right there that's going to say it, right? They're being honest that we have to be biased. Everybody on that jury is biased one way or the other. You cannot have a decent, fair trial, even if it's for sham reasons, in America, if you're a president, everybody knows who you are and they like you or hate you. And in Trump's case, they want to bury him under the jail for the people that hate him. And for those of us who like him for the reasons that we look at in this country as being bad. We like him to fix the gas prices, to fix inflation, to fix the border, to get the illegals out of here, to get the crime off the streets. And as Luis Valdez from Gunners of America is going to talk about in a little bit, to keep your right to bear arms. We're going to be talking about that in a whole bunch, because every time Luis Valdez comes on the show, there's seven stories about gun-grabbing Democrats all over the country. And we will actually show you the stories. It just every time, even I book him on the show 2 days in advance, and it's like the people know Lewis is coming on the show, and they're like, okay, let's get some legislation together and go after the gun shows, the so-called loophole. We're going to talk about all that. But that's why we support a President Trump, even though we don't like him raising the age to 21 when it came to firearm purchase. We don't like that. We tell you that, but for crying out loud, if it was up to the Biden regime, they'd go house to house and take away your right to protest abortions, your right to bear arms, your right to vote. They're working on that already for 2024. And that's why Joe Biden says stupid things.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Freedom over democracy. That's America. That's America. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to show you this, because this is breaking news that came into the show tonight. Right there, you see it. A second seated juror removed after being sworn in by the crazy lunatic Biden supporting fascist Judge Merchan. And they were sworn in by the judge. And then this is the hush money. This is Stormy Daniels. I mean, we're still not done with Stormy Daniels, but it's another situation here where I don't think I can be fair and unbiased, because yesterday alone I had friends and family push things to me. I mean, this is going to be the biggest sham of all time in a courtroom. Even what they did to Kyle Rittenhouse, even the OJ trial. At least OJ was on trial for murder, which he did. I mean, they had plenty of time to soak that glove in water. And then the Kyle Rittenhouse, where that your Second Amendment right was on trial, not just Kyle, but your right to protect yourself with a firearm was on trial. That was a big one. This one, you're not going to find an unbiased juror. That's just it. You're just not going to be able to do it. Your questions, your comments, everything on whatever platform you're watching. If you're watching on thebuffshow.com, great to see you guys out there. So much to cover. But this sham and this second juror has come out now. The ones you should be worried about are the ones that aren't saying anything. The get Trump jurors. But who cares? What makes America great? The endless appeal system. The statute of limitation has ran out. And all we need on that stupid jury is one person to use their gosh dang brains and get this jury hung in this thing, and we can move on to the next sham trial, because their goal is to keep Donald Trump off of the campaign trail. But he's on TV all the time, and I know there's a lot of dumb Americans out there. You guys have a lot of dumb family members, and they just don't know what's going on. You need to educate them on how we have a country to save. Four more years of our deep dive into socialism completely empties out the borders, the border from all the criminals that are coming from. Eventually, Guatemala and Venezuela's jails will be empty. Eventually, they'll be empty. All right. And then who's going to come? Because we're just full of criminals here. But the Democrats want the houses filled with illegals. They're trying to do a thing in California. Hey, if you're rich and you want to help us out, get a house for a homeless family, but they want to house illegals and get them a voting card as soon as humanly possible. But America is a movement, and we're feeling this. And I got a question for you guys real quick. If you've seen the Civil War movie, please send us your comments to either info@thebuffshow.com or post We want to hear your comments on that. If you're on Getter, Instagram, if you've seen the movie, tell us what you think of it. I'm hearing all kinds of different things. But they're pushing us, and they're pushing us, and they're pushing us. What is it going to take for the people that don't pay attention to join us in waking up and seeing what's going on here? We're in a banana republic where the leading Republican candidate is on trial. And for them, they want it to be for the entire year. So he can't campaign, he can't raise money, and he can't do all that stuff that he needs to do to serve the country. But what scares me is there's so many people out there that just watch CNN or MSNBC and see, oh no, the trials are real and Trump's losing in the polls. I should screenshot you MSNBC's homepage right now. I should do that. But it's just remarkable that they got the sham trial going on. A couple jurors are being honest about it. And another situation where there's people that are believing that this thing is real, that he's really done something wrong, and the statute of limitations hasn't run out. And while they're letting Hamas protesters out right now in Colombia, while they're letting him out of prison for sleeping on the grounds and destructing property, while criminals are running around New York, stabbing people, shooting cops, and getting away with literal murder, they're trying to lock up Trump and anybody, and the store owner in New York who was found guilty for self-defense, and he killed the robber who was attacking him, and he's the criminal. Trump's the criminal. You're the criminal. That's what they think. You're the criminal. And they're so emboldened because they have the Gestapo media on their side. They have them on their side, and they're pushing it and pushing it, and they're pushing us till we can't be pushed no more. But I see you guys out there across the country waking up, and so did this reporter.
Around the area, you see a lot of Trump signs, not very many Biden signs. Do you feel like you're in trouble here?
Well, you haven't been driving the right places, pal.
So they're seeing Trump signs everywhere, and Biden says you haven't been driving the right places. Hell, drive down by the border. Biden's got tons of friends and fans down there. Go to the elitist media neighborhoods. Go to New England. You'll see a few Biden signs, but you, the working class, you haven't been driving in the right area. We don't want to go to the areas where a Biden sign might be. That's not a safe place to be. But man, they got the Biden t-shirts and the Biden flags waving down at the border of the stream of illegals that are pouring into here. Go down there, you'll see a Biden sign and a Biden t-shirt. But today, I was on the road, two Trump stickers, no Biden stickers. Very interesting. Now, that might change a smidge, and we saw the same thing in 2020. So, Republican National Committee, this is your obligation to ballot harvest, get out there and protect our votes. We can't have another mule situation. The people are fired up. Americans are fired up. And we've had absolutely 100% enough of this. We've had enough, and we're not going to take it anymore. We're not. Well, there goes the banner. Good time to go to a commercial break. It's when it gets windy in the studio. And, well, that was weird. Maybe that was God saying maybe we should take a break. We'll be back with Luis Valdez on the Matt Puff Show. Stay with us.
Get tired of smart guys.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new 4-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
It's time to convert and sell more with the best tools made for small, medium, and large businesses to grow online. With JJC Marketing Solutions, you can grow with do-it-yourself, easy website and funnel builder, or they will build it for you. More options at your fingertips with JJC Marketing Solutions. Not only do you get the best state-of-the-art website, but also comprehensive sales funnels, CRM tools, and powerful search engine optimization. No matter where you are, they can help you grow your business with affordable online marketing solutions. Get weekly reports, dashboard access, and full transparency to see how your keywords are growing. Start building your online presence today. JJCMarketingSolutions.com. That's JJCMarketingSolutions.com.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Do you feel you are not paid enough? Are you easily replaced? Overworked and underappreciated? Sick of making your boss rich and not yourself? Fact is, people today don't quit their jobs. They quit their boss. At the end of the day, if you find yourself drowning in any or all of these problems, grab hold of your future. Take the first step to breaking free from that negative cycle and build the career of your dreams. For the past 11 years, here at Healthcare Solutions Team, our organization specializes in creating opportunities to own and grow your personal non-captive business to achieve unlimited earnings potential. Be your own boss. Build your own brand, breaking them free to empower your community and thrive in a driven family environment. Stop waiting and take your moment. Reach out today and ask for more information.
Are you a public employee? Tired of paying union dues when inflation and gas prices are out of control? Opt out today and keep your money. Over 100,000 American workers already have, and you can too. Visit optouttoday.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Matt Buff Show. Great to have you guys with us. Check out thebuffshow.com. I think we've got the banner stable for now. We'll see about that. But make sure to like, share, and subscribe. Great to see you guys all out there on Instagram Live, Getter Live, Rumble Live, and thebuffshow.com. And also on all of the other social sites that just absolutely love us, like Facebook, Twitter, or X and Twitch. X, we're not doing so bad, but Facebook, come on, man. And the Patriot Podcast Network as well. All right, so they want your guns. They said, today we're going to close the gun show loophole, which means you can't just go to a gun show and buy a gun, right? You have to pass a background check. And man, do they want to make these background checks impossible? Also, we got movement on Maine, and there it goes again. Hold on. Okay. Put the banner down for a while. How about that, huh? Put it down for a while. We'll just put it down for a while. It's just not meant to be. All right, so let's just adjust all this, and we'll keep going. But they want to pass laws that make it harder for you, the legal gun owner, to do anything. But they want to make it easier for the criminal to get back on the street. This is unacceptable. Luis Valdez back on the Matt Buff Show. Florida State Director for Gun Owners of America. Everybody check out the website, right? We're going to show it to everybody right there. There it is. That is gunowners.org. Luis, great to have you back.
It's always a pleasure, and thanks for having me on the air, and thanks for what you do.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And we've got so much to cover here. Let's start locally, and then we'll branch out to Maine, and we'll branch out to Colorado, and we'll go wherever. It'd be a little more extended this time because, like I said in the first segment, Lewis, when you come on the show, it's like it's time to pass some laws against people like you.
Yeah, sadly, the gun grabbers, they don't sleep, but neither do we. We constantly fight the good fight to ensure, restore, and expand our Second Amendment rights. So locally in Florida, our legislative session, we had an early session this year, was from January to March, 60 days like usual. Gun owners of America fought tooth and nail to get an open carry bill introduced. Representative Mike Beltran was the bill sponsor. We co-wrote the bill with him. He introduced it. And within the first week of legislative session, the Republican House Speaker stood before the state capitol and said, "Oh, I support the Second Amendment, but myself and my fellow Republicans don't have an appetite to debate and vote on such a bill. The bill's dead in the water." And they killed open carry. Now, mind you, Florida is the only Republican state in the country that bans open carry. 45 states have open carry legalized. Only Florida, New York, Illinois, Connecticut, and California ban it. Now, last right. I checked, that's not a group of states Florida wants to be grouped in with, especially when Governor DeSantis keeps saying what Florida and New York, what New York and California does, Florida will do the opposite. Well, it appears Florida ain't doing the opposite when it comes to repealing the open carry ban, sadly.
He said he'd sign it.
He said he would support it, that he'd sign it, that he would bully pulpit for it. I got him on record last year. This legislative session, he didn't spend one iota of political capital supporting that bill or any of the other pro-gun bills. We also had a pro-gun bill introduced to repeal the under 21 purchase ban, which again, Florida is the only Republican state in the nation to have such a law in the books. That bill passed the House. The Senate president, another Republican, said it was dead on arrival. And same thing happened for a bill to repeal FDLE's abuse of the background check waiting system because, again, Florida is the only Republican state with a mandatory 3-day waiting period. And FDLE, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, they, after Parkland, were granted permission to delay people's rights. And as Martin Luther King said, a right delayed is a right denied. Because literally, let's say you did your 4473 to purchase a new firearm, and there's someone with a similar name or birthday in New York City to you that was convicted of murder. So what FDLE will say is, well, we don't know if you're that guy, so we're just going to delay it indefinitely, and you have to prove that you are not that person. But here's the thing. They don't give you any way to appeal it. They don't give you any way to fight it. They just say, oh, it's delayed, and they run it indefinitely. So, and this happens to people with concealed carry permits, they're concealed carry permit holders. They hold top secret military clearances, so on and so forth. So the fact that people's rights are being delayed is in reality, they're being denied. That bill was dead on arrival in the Senate too. You have a Republican supermajority. You have a Republican governor that claims are pro-gun, but pro-gun bills aren't advancing.
That's what just kills me. I mean, one thing you got to hand the Democrats to is if abortion was on the ballot, they'd be unified, to be out yelling about it. Killing babies is great. But we can't get, and this is what's frustrating about Mike Johnson in the House with the spending for Ukraine. I mean, what's with the people that get gavels that are Republicans, Lewis? And then they start acting like Democrats. I mean, we have a supermajority, like you said, and we can't get a simple thing passed to where it is constitutional for me to go and buy a gun and carry it.
Well, the biggest issue with the Republicans is this. It's twofold. One, when Democrats run for office, they run to win office and do things. When Republicans run for office, they run to hold office and collect benefits. That's the first issue. The other issue is the basis of the Republican Party itself. They call themselves conservative. Let's break that word down. It means conserve. Conserve means protecting the status quo. If the status quo means enforcing an open carry ban, That's protecting the status quo. If the status quo means having a three-day waiting period, that's protecting the status quo. And on the federal level, that means continuing to protect FBI NICS, mandatory background check requirements for dealers, dealer requirements, the fact that you need an FFL to sell a firearm. You know, that's protecting the status quo. That is the issue with Republicans as a whole. They're not what was classically called a liberal. The founding fathers were liberal. They weren't conservatives. They weren't protecting the status quo of the monarchy and the British Parliament. No, they said, to heck with that. We are not going to be ruled by tyrants 3,000 miles away. But sadly, now we're ruled by tyrants, depending on what part of the state of Florida you're in, 500 miles away, and what part of the country you're in, you know, just a couple of thousand miles away in Washington, D.C. That's the issue. Republicans aren't classically liberal. They are not pushing the bounds of expanding and restoring our rights. They're just protecting the status quo. And I'll give you a perfect example. Whether you're Southern or Northerner, you have Republicans spending political capital to protect monuments to dead Confederate Democrats. Now, again, it's not what side of the aisle, you know, if you're Southern or Northern. Look, I'm not defending it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. As a history fan, I think Civil War monuments should be protected. But let's just let that sink in. You don't have Democrats protecting monuments to dead Democrats. You have Republicans doing it. And it's the same here in Florida. You have Republicans spending political capital to defend an open carry ban that was put in place by Janet Reno, Clinton's attorney general, who ordered the ATF to literally use lethal force to enforce gun control in Waco, Texas. So why are Republicans defending that?
And it's a question of priorities, too. I mean, I see Representative David Smith from Florida, for example. He's always talking about something that's kind of important, but it's not the big issues. Right now, we've got Haitians sleeping in our swamps and forests and stuff and pouring in here. And we have our own illegal immigration problem. And we just had Dennis Lima do a press conference about a carjacking and killed a poor woman. We need to be able to defend ourselves here in our state, and we should have the right to do that. What is GOA's message, and what physically are you doing to these guys that aren't getting off their asses and getting this thing done?
Well, physically, what we're doing is we're fighting it tooth and nail. We're spreading the word. We were the only pro-gun organization at the majority of every bill hearing at the House and Senate this year in Tallahassee. We showed up. No one else showed up, really. We fought tooth and nail for every bill that could be heard. We fought tooth and nail for bills that even couldn't be heard, as we put the pressure on the governor and we put the pressure on the legislature. We're not giving up. We show up for the fight. And organizationally, it's very simple. Your listeners need to be GOA members. They could go to gunowners.org. It's just $25 a year to be a member. But when you're a member, you get up-to-date information. You get calls to action. You get calls to show up to the Capitol. You get calls to testify before committees. And that is what makes or breaks this. Because for every person that shows up to Tallahassee, that represents 50 to 100 gun owners. For every person that calls their lawmakers, that represents 10 to 20 gun owners. For every person that shoots an email, that represents every 5 to 10 gun owners. We need to be loud and we need to be proud as gun owners, and we need to tell the Republican establishment in Tallahassee that we will not take this lying down. We will not take the crumbs that they throw us. We demand equality, true equality, as the rest of the states have when it comes to Second Amendment rights. Look, you have Democrat majority states that have open carry, but Florida doesn't. Let that sink in. Democrat states have it. And we're also fighting tooth and nail on the federal level. As you saw, the Biden administration, through a presidential edict, is now trying to outlaw private sales of firearms. Guess what? We're getting ready to take this to court one way or another. I guarantee you that our legal eagles, the Brain Trust in Virginia, they're looking over at every avenue that they can to take this to court. I know we're going to take it to court, and I know we're going to fight tooth and nail in court, but it just hasn't happened yet because they're looking at it. But I know it's going to happen. We're fighting in Colorado, as you said, you know, with their assault weapons ban. We're fighting in Illinois with their assault weapons ban. We're fighting in Washington State with their magazine and assault weapons ban. We're fighting tooth and nail everywhere. It doesn't matter whether it's local, state, or federal, because this is our gun rights. These are our inalienable rights that we're born with. And it doesn't matter if you're white, black, Hispanic, gay, straight, Asian, right, left. These are your rights, and GOA will fight for them.
That's right. And they call it, and you guys got to be careful with the clever language. They call it the gun show loophole. Like, it's somebody escaping the law to go to a gun show and buy a gun. It's not. The loophole means that they're getting around the law, and that's not a loophole. That's them doing their constitutional right. The loophole is the presidential edict.
Very much so. And, you know, the gun show loophole, as they like to call it, what it is it's a private individual like you or I. Look, I'm a collector. I collect military surplus. I collect antiques. I collect Smith & Wessons. I collect Colts. I go to the gun show and I wheel and deal because I'm always looking to grow the collection in terms of its value, in terms of its monetary collection, in terms of getting a better item. You know, if I have a beat to crap Colt Python and there's one there for a nice condition, yeah, I'll sell the worst condition Python to get the better condition Python because I want to grow the value of the collection. Because ultimately, that's what collecting is about. It's no different than collecting baseball cards, comics, and cars. You want to get the best specimen possible. Supposedly I'm a gun show loophole. No, I'm not a gun show loophole. I'm a private individual exercising my Second Amendment rights. I have the right to sell my property. I have the right to, you know, if I want to liquidate my collection tomorrow because, hey, I want to pack up everything and move to Alaska, I should have that right to do so. I don't need an FFL license to do that. But they're demanding that now suddenly I need a license to do what I've been doing for 20, 30 years. What I've been doing literally since I was a kid with my father, because my father was big into collecting, collected Browning shotguns. He collected Colt and Smith revolvers. You know, it's the same thing. All of a sudden now it's a criminal act to do what I've been doing my entire life. No. And GOA is fighting that. GOA will make sure that people have the right to continue doing these actions because there are rights. We're Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. But they always do it. They see crime in the streets and they release those guys, right? The guy who killed the cop in New York had a rap sheet a mile long, and they release those guys and then go after the guy going to the gun show wanting to buy a German Luger pistol to add to his collection. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, that's why it's all backwards. Let's go to the most unconstitutional one that just passed the House in Colorado. You guys won't believe this. I'll play this for you real quick. This is insane.
Colorado's Democratic-controlled House has passed a bill that would ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic firearms. The bill passed on Sunday and is now on its way to the state Senate. Now, this is a major step for the legislation. A similar bill was killed by Democrats last year. If the bill passes in the state Senate, it could bring Colorado in line with 10 other states who have prohibitions on semi-automatic guns. The bill is expected to face challenges in the state Senate. And Colorado's governor has expressed wariness over the ban.
Yeah, wariness over the ban, because for crying out loud, after semi-automatic weapons, they automatically switched to another one. But the problem is, okay, we get rid of automatic weapons in the 80s. They want to get semi-automatic weapons now. Next, it's the handguns.
Well, it's real simple. They just want to get rid of everything. They don't want you and I to own firearms. And what's Colorado hits me personally, because as a teenager and as a young adult living in Florida, I used to be envious of Colorado's gun rights. They had open carry. They didn't have waiting periods. They didn't have magazine bans. They didn't have firearm type bans. They had all of these wonderful mountains and places to hunt. I mean, it was things that I would dream about having. And now Florida has surpassed Colorado in gun rights, which is shocking to me because Florida has always been kind of the bottom tier of pro-gun states. And I mean, look, I had a good friend that went to Colorado for their Colorado School of Trade to learn gunsmithing. I mean, it used to be an epicenter of people that learned gunsmithing, for God's sakes. And now you have an assault weapons ban that's going to practically ban every semi-automatic in existence, every magazine in existence. And it hurts me because I used to be envious of places like Colorado, just like Washington State and just like the rest of the country. You know, every state that keeps falling is a step in the wrong direction, because one thing I remember hearing people say is, oh, just move to a free state. Well, guess what? There's no such thing as a free state, because it's a domino effect. It's like the domino theory with communism. You're trying to contain it. You don't want it to expand. And sadly, it's expanding on the state level. And everyone keeps focusing on the federal level. Oh, it's going to happen on the federal level. It's going to happen on the federal level. Well, you know what? The gun grabbers, they realize it's a lot harder for pro-gun people to fight 50 fires than it is to fight one massive fire, because we have to spread our resources around to fight these fights. But again, GOA is here. We're going to fight it. We're going to make sure that what's happening in Colorado and elsewhere ain't going to happen. And we're going to fight it tooth and nail in the courts, and we're going to fight it in the ballot if need be, because in the end, we fight on the local, state, and federal level.
Well, one, our Colorado followers and listeners and viewers, we want you to call your representatives and say, what the hell is wrong with you? Get on the phone. These are the same people that kicked Trump off the ballot in Colorado. That's the first state to do that. You got a bunch of lunatics running a beautiful state. And it is, Lewis, it's a beautiful state. But crime in Colorado is through the roof. They have one of the most massive illegal immigration problems in the country, because they just opened the door and somehow they all got there. I mean, Colorado's one of the worst places. And now that you got criminal aliens on the street running around causing trouble, let's make sure we ban everything possible from you protecting yourself. This will not pass the Senate. Even the governor said I don't think he's going to sign that. That's just a step too far.
I truly hope that you have some Democrats in the Senate in Colorado that have common sense and kill this bill. Because again, it's a horrible thing to happen, but you bring up a great point. Why are they targeting law-abiding gun owners when they let criminals on the streets? And look, as a former police officer, I could say this without a shadow of doubt. When you have a prosecutor's office that has a revolving door policy to let hardened criminals out, that's the issue there. And that's the honest problem. It's not that guns cause crime. Criminals cause crime. And if you want to stop crime, put criminals where they belong, behind bars. But you have these prosecutors, you have these state attorney's offices, you have these district attorneys that they give them slaps on the wrist. They let them out the door. And it's a horrible thing. Look, I got some police friends that work out in Colorado, and they're telling me that they're thinking of either retiring or moving to other states, like moving to Florida, because Florida has a recruitment policy that says, hey, if you're an out-of-state cop, we'll give you a bonus. We'd rather you come here and be a cop. But that's part of the issue. And the other issue is that you have a confrontational mindset with the prosecutor's office to go after good cops. Now, look, you have some bad cops, without a shadow of a doubt. But you have honest, good cops that are trying to do their jobs, and they're hamstrung by either agency policy, they're hamstrung by state policy that literally says, if you do your job right, you're going to go to jail. And that's the same policies that are being applied to law-abiding gun owners. And we see it all the time. Look, you had that incident in California where that guy defended himself from a couple of armed thugs in his own driveway. And what do? They go after him instead of going after the criminals. You have the incidents in New York where self-defense is frowned upon. But you know what? Hey, in states that have good, solid stand-your-ground laws and castle doctrines, guess what? Crime rates plummet. Here in Florida, when permitless concealed carry passed last year, you know, everyone, oh, there's going to be blood in the streets. No, crime rates have plummeted because guess what? Criminals prey on the weak. If all of a sudden everyone could be armed, they're going to take their trade elsewhere. They don't want to have to deal with the possibility of getting shot if they're going to strong-arm rob someone. They want a weak, simple target. They're going to go elsewhere. And that's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And by the way, now that months have passed since my friend and I made that bet about the concealed carry, permitless carry, the crime rates went down, and that guy owed me a six-pack of beer. And he paid. He paid up! Because he admitted you were right. Luis Valdez was right, and I was right. We got just a couple minutes left with Luis here. I want to go to the last one.
Don't tell my wife I was right, though. That's never a good thing.
that's right. But it's good to win that bet because we want crime. We want crime to decrease. We want people not to die. And my bet was that people will be more safe. And I'm glad I won that bet. I mean, why would you bet against that? All right. Now, here goes the point that you made. And this is why I wanted to bring up the main story real quick in the last couple minutes I get with you, because their priorities are wrong here. They adopt some gun control measures after the 2023 mass killing. And the headline was all you need to know, because it goes to what Lewis was just talking about, what we've been talking about on this show for a long time. They're taking a bad situation, which was a mass shooting, and putting it on the responsibility and penalizing the people that had nothing to do with it. That is backwards thinking. If I take a knife and go into Walmart and stab everybody, we don't ban Walmarts and we don't ban knives. We deal with the person who's the problem.
Banning Walmarts might be a good idea for a number of reasons.
It's on its way. Yeah, it is on its way.
But you're absolutely right. And the issue in Maine is that the shooter was a known problem. He was a ticking time bomb. Everyone knew that he had psychological issues. He had multiple points of contact with law enforcement. He had a psychological history of having mental issues. And that's part of the problem, is there's a social stigma on mental health. There's no public funding for mental health. You know, if you have a cold and you go to your doctor, no one looks at you all bad, like, this guy's all screwed up. But if you have a mental health issue and you go to your doctor, all of a sudden you're labeled as a problem. So you have that, where it's mental health treatment is being driven underground, and a lot of people are either not seeking treatment or they're self-medicating through illicit drugs and alcohol, and they become ticking time bombs. But the other problem with this is just as you said, they're not going after the solution. Maine wants to impose mandatory waiting periods. They want to impose magazine capacities. They want to strengthen their yellow flag laws, as they call it there, instead of red flag laws. And instead of looking at the legitimate issue of saying, hey, this guy was a ticking time bomb, he was a known problem, let's put public funding in mental health, let's remove the social stigma from mental health. Nope, they're just sweeping that all under the rug. They're sweeping the fact that it was a failure of government already to prevent this, because honestly, if he was a problem that was a threat to society, taking guns away from crazy people doesn't solve it. Last time I checked, they have access to things like cars. They have access to things like gallons of gasoline and matches, hands, fists, knives, baseball bat, crowbars, you name it. But if crazy people are a threat, they shouldn't be out on the streets. And again, it's a multifaceted problem, but some of the simplest solutions is remove the social stigma for mental health treatment, fund mental health treatment, and stop going after law-abiding gun owners, because the hundreds of thousands of law-abiding gun owners in Maine, they weren't the problem. They didn't start this. They could have stopped it, because guess what? If more people were caring in Maine and you had less gun-free zones, that could have stopped it too.
That could have stopped it as well. Same with Uvalde. If the cops went in, same with Parkland, if the cops went in, or if we had double pane entryways, or if we had armed security, or just a cop car parked in the parking lot. That's what happened with the Tennessee shooter, the chick that thought she was a boy. We still can't get that manifesto, because they're protecting the shooter in that situation. In that situation, Lewis, in Nashville, the gun wasn't the problem. It was the picking on the trans community. The gun was never the problem.
Look, I'm still waiting for my AR-15 to jump out of my safe and go rob a bank and bring me a sack full of cash. It still hasn't happened. But here's the honest thing. Again, doesn't matter if you're white, black, gay, straight, trans, you know, it doesn't matter any of that. You are an American. You have the right to keep and bear arms. You have the right to protect yourself. And as long as you're a law-abiding, productive member of society, you should be able to lawfully exercise those rights. No more, no less. And the government targeting the law-abiding people will not result in a safer community. It will not result in lower crime rates. It won't result in any of that. All it will do is it will restrict your rights. It will strip you of your rights, and you will still have the same crime rates. Because you can look at every totalitarian hellscape. You can look at Cuba, Russia, Nazi Germany, Venezuela, Communist China, North Korea. Guess what? Crime still happens in all of those places. And the people are disarmed and they were made victims. That's the honest truth.
When you disarm a law-abiding society, they become victims. Tell everybody, Lewis, why it's important to join the GOA?
Real simple. We are the only no compromise gun rights organization in the country. No more, no less. Every penny goes towards the fight. I don't fly around on a private jet. I don't have bespoke suits. What I'm wearing right now cost me $170 at Sears before they went out of business. Every penny goes towards the fight. And that's the honest truth. And we will not give up. We will not compromise. We will not sit there and go, well, if you give us open carry in Florida, we'll give you more gun-free zones. No, no, no. Our goal is simple. We want to repeal gun-free zones, and we want to restore the right of open carry in Florida. And that goes on the national level. We want to restore our rights because you're not getting the rights. No, no. You're getting them restored. Remember, the Constitution doesn't grant you rights. It enumerates them. And the founding fathers all agreed that the right to keep and bear arms existed even before pen was put to paper and drafted the Constitution. These are rights that are your rights. They're inalienable. They're enumerated in the Constitution. And the government can't mess with them. No more, no less.
That's exactly right. Everybody check out gunowners.org. Luis Valdez, God bless you. Thank you for the extended segment today.
Thanks again, my brother from another mother. And you keep up the good fight, and you keep being a beacon of freedom and liberty in these dark and troubling times.
We will, absolutely. And we'll see you soon. God knows what they're going to try to pull next.
Yep.
All right, Luis Valdez, everybody check out gunowners.org. We got a special breaking news. Molly Ringwald, what are you talking about? We're going to get into this here in a little bit, just after these messages, with a very special guest that booked on late notice. You guys are going to get a kick out of this because all this just happened today. We'll be right back on the Matt Buff Show. You stay with us.
Tired or smart guy.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Listen, if we even think you owe us money, you won't know what hit you. We'll put liens on everything you own. Raid your bank accounts, retirement fund, pension. You'll open up your paycheck and cry because we'll already have the money. We'll haul you into federal court and you might even go to jail. Hey, it's our job.
Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. Our experts will fight for you using IRS guidelines to stop any IRS actions like bank levies or wage garnishments, plus eliminate penalties and interest and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. Help is here to deal with the IRS to reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a tax doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
I'd have my mom call the number on the screen. You come see me alone. We'll work it out. Really, we will.
Cost of living is skyrocketing, and paychecks just can't keep up. But if you're lucky enough to be a public employee, you can give yourself a raise. Visit optouttoday.com and stop paying union dues. We've helped over 100,000 public employees just like you opt out and save an average of $1,000 per year. Opt out today and put more food, fuel, and fun back into your life. It's your money. You earned it. Visit optouttoday.com.
It's a true blessing to be surrounded by so many public servants meaningfully impacting the lives of students every single day.
Occam said it best. We cannot continue to send our children to Caesar for their education and be surprised when they come home as Romans.
let our kids be kids.
That's right. Everybody check out freedomfoundation.com. It's the big Teacher Summit 2024, the second annual in Denver in July. Go to freedomfoundation.com to check it out. And also go to freedomfoundation.com to check out all of the latest court cases, what's going on with the appeals. We're going to be back in full swing with Freedom Foundation next week as they got more big announcements. Maxford Nelson always uncovering something crazy. We got Tim Snowball and the legal team. And, of course, Aaron Wythe and everybody at Freedom Foundation do a bang-up job. Optouttoday.com if you're a teacher who's sick of the nonsense that's going on in public schools. All right? Teachers are had enough. They're just trying to say maybe we want to be a teacher without paying union dues anymore because they don't like where those dues are going. Optouttoday.com, freedomfoundationtoday.com. All right, Molly freaking Ringwald. I mean, she was a part of some fantastic movies in the 80s. Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles was a great movie. And here's what she had to say about all of that.
Those movies, the movies that, you know, I'm so well known for, they were very much of a time, you know? And if you were to remake that now, I think it would have to be much more diverse and it would have to be, you couldn't make a movie that white now. No, those movies are really, really very white. and they don't really represent, you know, what it is to be a teenager in a school in America today, I don't think.
All right, enough of that nonsense. If you want to see really, really white, look at America. White people are the majority. Have you ever seen a football game or baseball game? Oh, but it's really, really white in the stands. And it's not because we're trying to be mean to other people, just because we're the majority. You're talking about a 13% Black community, which is 90% in the commercials. That is a skewed view of the world today. But enough about me. Let's go to our special guest on the Matt Buff Show. And I want to thank her for coming on for such late notice. And where did she go? Uh-oh. I think she fell off. Oh, well, I was doing this badass introduction. But, well, I'll show you her websites until she comes back. But what we're talking about here is a situation where people are ashamed of who they are and they're pandering left and right. You see all these remake possibilities. I saw online that they were talking about E.T., the remake. That would suck if they remake, they were making all the Goonies 2. That would suck. Because they don't know how to make good movies today. Very rarely, if a director steps out and says, you know what, I don't want to care about other people's feelings, but it makes a good movie, like Top Gun. But see, Top Gun Maverick, that was made in 2020, released later because of the stupid China virus lockdowns that we went through in this country. And Dr. Phil is saying, watch out. Here's how to defend yourself against another lockdown. They're going to try it again. Liberal media is pushing this COVID thing. They're making the COVID look like the flying spaghetti monster inside your body. But that's another topic. All right. But I wanted to get Karen Strawn's take on this because she writes about this, about feminism and manhood and how men need to be men again. And she was in there, but we lost her again. And hopefully she can come back on for the last few minutes. But it's just remarkable. If we made 16 Candles, which was a fantastic movie, and if correct me if I'm wrong, Long Duck Dong was in that movie, right? But it's about a group of kids. And they used to make movies based on the majority of the country. The majority of the country is white. I mean, what do you want? And they always talk about how great Europe is, but the European countries they cite are predominantly white. Nobody goes, oh my God, Qatar and Djibouti, such a great beacon of freedom. So Djibouti, Africa, such a great beacon of freedom where did Ilhan Omar come from? By the way, her daughter was arrested and immediately let go for disrupting the pro Hamas. She was a pro Hamas terrorist, Ilhan Omar. Now, is her daughter, is her daughter, does that, is she, okay, Ilhan Omar is her mom, and is her dad also her uncle? She kind of looks like both of them, so that might be the case there. But where was Black Hawk Down? These aren't places, Iraq and Iran, these aren't beacons of freedom and social equality and all this other crap they're talking about. But I said it at the beginning of the show, equality is not a real thing. Equality means same, and none of us are the same, all right? None of us are the same. You can get equal rights, but not equality in the true sense of the word, because it simply just means the same. But Molly Ringwald, right? She's talking about Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles. She's pandering to a black host. These very, very white, and the crowd claps. But come on, they love those movies. I mean, she says, I think they were really great at the time, but they were his experience, John Hughes's experience. John Hughes was the beacon of how directors should be. Oh, she was erected. It reflected how he grew up in the Northbrook, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. He based a lot of the movies he wrote about his life. You know, John Singleton did the same thing. That's why we got Boys in the Hood. Okay. A lot of these directors take from where they grew up and turn it into something on the screen. She says, nothing worse than seeing a Gen X icon acting like a Zoomer. It's so cringe, as the kids would say, of one of Ringwald's comments. That's right. And that brings me to my next point. And I like that comment. Gen Xers like myself didn't give a shit if we made some. Lizzo would have been pile-drived in the comedy world. All right. Joe Biden would have been destroyed in the 90s in the comedy world. Hell, Bill Clinton was. We made fun of people and they made fun of me. It's okay. We made fun of people. We called somebody a furry faggot on a movie, or we would make fun of all the other things that were going on. If you dressed in drag, you were the punchline of the movie. And that's okay, because now those crazies that we were making fun of are running things or being promoted, and we got dudes with boobs on the front lawn of the White House flashing. This is not what we had intended. We should be able to make fun of that. But no, Fox News is putting out stories about how a woman can't frown and how Caitlin Clark's not getting paid and all this other stuff that doesn't matter. Let comedy be. Let it be. 16 Candles was a fantastic movie. All right. And so was Pretty in Pink. And so was Better Off Dead. Remember the kid with the $2? All those movies were great. And I look at movies like Harlem Nights, 99% black cast, but it wasn't because they were black. They were telling a great story. Long Kiss Goodnight, Gina Davis, Samuel L. Jackson, fantastic movie. Black guy, white female, it wasn't the issue in the movie. Now you watch a Star Wars film and their objective is to promote LGBTQIA plus 9765439. That's their objective, is to promote the social agenda of a minor few, and then don't say anything about it. But Wish and these stupid Marvel movies and these, all this crap, they keep trying to do the same thing over and over and said, we're going to beat it into the ground that people are going to like our social agenda. Bad white man, good minority hero. And a story based on race and sex and gender identity. It's not flying with the American people. They keep rejecting it. They do. They keep rejecting it. And they're determined to put the social agenda out there. Disney Plus memberships are down, way down, and they should be. Look how much ratings baseball, football, and basketball lost with the Black Lives Matter crap all over the field. You don't want to mix politics with our sports, and we want to keep our movies good. So when I see somebody attempting to make a remake of a really good movie that was made long ago, I know in my heart and soul it's probably going to suck and they're going to ruin the franchise, just like they ruined Star Wars, just like they ruined Marvel, and just like they're running everything else with this leftist weird point of view that caters to less than 5% of the country. Pandering at its worst. But you guys are better than that. Tell me how you like Civil War. I don't know. I've heard good and bad on both sides. And a movie trying not to be neutral about a civil war is kind of an oxymoron. But we'll check it out and we'll give you a review on it on The Buff Show. We'll see you next week on The Matt Buff Show. Be sure to check out TheBuffShow.com and tell your friends. Like, share, and subscribe. We'll see you then. Stay smart out there.